You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Ryan Fisherman with the excellent track The Tip, which comes from Country Emo, Ryan's new album, and we have Ryan on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Morena, very good, thanks for having me. How are you?
Super well, it's lovely to chat with you. Congratulations on this record, it's a beautiful one. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. It's been a few years since I've released anything, so it's nice to get some stuff out there again, yeah.
Yeah, must be a good feeling as well. And this one feels very expansive. It feels like you've sort of tapped into some new territory, some new ideas. What's the process been like for creating this?
Well, I guess, yeah, my last record was quite a, alternative country sound, and this one has been influenced by the bands I've kind of joined and played with over the years, so it's a bit darker, it's a bit more... alternative,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but definitely kind of inspired by the people I've worked with over the last few years.
That's a really interesting thing to be able to recognize those influences coming into your sound a little bit more. Was it a conscious process of being like, I'm enjoying this thing that we're doing over here and I'd like to try it out on my own, or did you just sort of notice it was coming into your sound a bit more?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think it's always interesting working with people because you see how they, I guess, work and write, and it's always fascinating seeing their process, and then I can't help but, I guess, take a bit of that and and weave it into my own writing.
Yeah, totally. It feels like with this record you've tapped into some pretty hearty themes as well. There's a lot, I mean, the every time I've listened to it, I've sort of noticed something else that you've been exploring. Did you feel like there were any kind of core ideas that center this album, or what do you sort of feel like country emo is trying to get at?
I think all my songs kind of veer back to mental health in some way. My first record was like that, with the odd exception of a few songs. And this album's pretty similar in the sense that I just seem to write about, I don't know, internal thoughts and what keeps me up at night and what I think about. But also, like, I try and keep it a little bit ambiguous because I don't want it to just be this depressing album.
I do kind of feel like the title of this album has a little wink in it, which lifts that maybe a wee bit as well. It's a good title. Where did it come from?
So when I was sending the album out to friends to listen to and trying to kind of gauge what songs were, like, I guess, suitable singles and stuff,
yeah,
a lot of the reaction was like, oh, it's not country. Because I guess I'd done a country thing before, so yeah. I was like, yeah, no, it's not country, it's a little bit emo. And I was like, I'm going to call it country emo. It's a bit of a piss take because it's not a country record.
No, but there's still a twang on some of the tracks. You've still got some of that sensibility coming through, Ryan, that's for
definitely.
Sure. And I think, you know, I really do feel like we're having a bit of a little emo resurgence at the moment. There's great true, tried and true emo bands putting out albums from Aotearoa at the moment, but I do think we've been through a lot in the last few years and we're just processing it a wee bit right now. How do you find the writing process, Ryan? It always feels like, to me, writing, like, the lyrics is a really big part of it for you. What comes first usually? Do you have a melody and then start putting words to it, or are you a poet first and foremost?
For the most part, I just sit down and make sounds, and then I'll when I'm recording it, I'll write the lyrics. Like, I'll put down the guitar or whatever and listen back, and as I'm listening, I'll start writing stuff down. But for the melody, it's usually like just any sort of sound that comes out of my mouth. Sometimes it's words, and that'll kind of spark the idea for the song, but a lot of the time it's just like simlish or gibberish that kind of turns into lyrics.
That's a nice process. I like the sort of Katy Perry vibes. I can never not think of Simlish and think of the video of her singing one of her songs in Simlish, and it just kind of breaking my brain a wee bit. I like that as your working process, Ryan. You've obviously got, as you mentioned, you've been playing in other bands, and you've got a really strong musical community around that kind of Canterbury, particularly Lyttelton, hub at the moment. Who are you throwing your tunes out to? What's the kind of sounding boards in your community that you're reaching out to when you're in those early stages of making a track?
A whole bunch of people, and not just in Otatahi, just like friends up and down the country. I've got a couple of friends in Dunedin, Erin and Ben, who Erin used to work at Radio 1, and Ben used to play in Kane Strang's band, but I always kind of send songs to them to check out. And my best pal, Stephen Maher, who we played in a band together many years ago called Dopra, and we have just had that musical bond ever since, so he's like one of my go-to guys. And Ben Woods, who I've known for a long time and play with, and just basically anyone that I resonate with musically, I'll send it out and see what they think.
That's a nice breadth of sounds that those people span as well, which feels good when you're trying out a new direction as well.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And this, what's this like to play? Have you had much of a chance to spin these tracks yet?
Not at all. I haven't played. I've played End by myself at like this kind of house concert, but none of the songs off this record have been performed with a band yet. I don't know if I will. I mean, maybe not anytime soon. I don't perform that much because I kind of play in too many bands.
Yeah.
But hopefully, maybe next year, I'd like to do some shows at least down south.
Yeah, cool. Let it marinate, let it percolate a little bit, and then see what you're feeling in the
yes.
new year.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, it's a wonderful album, so congrats, Ryan, and thanks for speaking with us about it. Where can people go get Country Emo if they like the sound of this?
So currently it's a digital-only release, so Bandcamp's the best place to purchase it, and then you can stream it on all the on the usual suspects like Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that, yeah.
Nice. I'd say Bandcamp's the one then. Go spend yes. some cash, buy a great record. Ryan, thank you so much for speaking with us. We're going to listen to Go Away from the album. Have a really lovely rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.